The story of Mert and Marg. The Ray Hunt murder trial hit a new high for excitement and drama in the last episode of Mert and Marge. Sanfield Malone flew from Mexico City and reached the courtroom just as the jury delivered its verdict, finding Mert guilty. The handsome gambler informed the court that he knew who killed Hunt. He was allowed to take the stand. As he began to testify, Prosecutor Archer spotted a gun in his coat pocket. Amidst a terrific uproar, Sanfield handed the weapon to Jack Arnold and said,
"This is the revolver you've been looking for. I know. I used it to kill Ray Hunt."
"What did you say, Mr. Sanfield?"
"I said, I shot Hunt."
In just a moment, we will go on with the story of Mert and Marge. Sanfield Malone has just finished making his astounding statement. As the bailiff tries vainly to restore order, Mert says to Jack Arnold,
"Oh, Jack, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. He just said that to help me. Oh, please don't let him take this on himself."
"Please, Myrtle, please,
no,
calm down.
Do
Myrtle.
No, he didn't try. Oh, Myrtle, I'm so happy.
Mert,
girl. Free.
Oh, Mert, I'm so delighted.
Do it.
I just knew that Cora had something to do with this whole business.
Order. Order in this courtroom. Order.
Margie, Clarence, go back to your seats, please.
Well, isn't Myrtle going to be free? Oh, please, everything's all right now, isn't it?
Your Honor. Oh, Your Honor. Why don't you have that Cora arrested? I know where to find her.
Clarence, keep still.
Well, I'm telling you, Mr. Arnold, that wench is to blame for all of this.
Clear this courtroom. Bailiff, clear this courtroom.
Clear the courtroom. Everybody out except the principals of this case. Clear the courtroom.
Gosh, do I have to go too, Jack?
Oh, they wouldn't dream of putting me out. Why, I'm their most
Clarence,
important
you
witness.
You heard the judge. Now take Margie with you.
Oh, let me stay, Jack. Please,
Margie,
let me stay.
I have no say in the matter, my dear. Now wait in the car outside the courtroom.
Of all the nerve. Oh, well, come on, Marge. We'll listen outside the door. One of those big, burly cops doesn't interfere. Come on.
Clarence. I'll be right outside, Jack, and I won't budge from
all
there.
All right, my dear.
Now, Mr. Arnold, will you please proceed?
Thank you, Your Honor. About the revolver,
the ballistic experts will check it. I think they'll find that the bullet in Ray Hunt's body was shot from this revolver.
All right, Mr. Archer. Continue with your questioning, Mr. Arnold.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, Mr. Sanfield, you have made a very grave statement.
I said I shot Ray Hunt with that revolver.
You say you came into the Hayfield Theater at 8:17?
Exactly.
And you saw no one in the corridor?
No one, except the maid going in on the stage. And as I told you, that revolver slid to the floor as she was opening the steel door.
Did she leave that door open?
No. The door seemed to close of its own accord behind her.
Mr. Sanfield, did you hear the revolver hit the concrete floor in the corridor?
No, the sound of the door opening covered any sound the revolver might have made.
Mm. What did you do after you saw the revolver on the floor?
I picked it up. I thought it was a stage prop. I saw no one to hand it to, so I kept it in my hand, walked to the end of the corridor, and knocked on Hunt's office door.
How did you know it was Hunt's office?
I'd been in that office before. Besides, his name was on the door.
So you went into Hunt's office with that revolver in your hand with the intention of killing him?
I had no intention of killing him. As a matter of fact, I felt very foolish standing there with a gun in my hand.
Then what did you do, Mr. Sanfield?
I put the gun in my coat pocket. Then I knocked on the door again. Hunt answered.
Come in.
Good evening, Mr. Hunt.
Who are you? What do you want?
I want to talk to you, Mr. Hunt. If you don't mind.
How did you get in here?
I walked in. There was nobody to stop me.
That doorman, I'll fire that old fool.
I wouldn't be hasty if I were you.
What do you mean by barging in here?
You don't recognize me, Hunt?
No, I never saw you before. Now get out of here.
I guess I've changed a lot since I last saw you.
What do you want? Say it fast. I'm a busy man.
You have a couple of girls working for you on this show that I'm interested in.
Huh. The stage door John, eh?
No, not a stage door John. Don't you want to know which girls I'm talking about?
Well, which ones?
Myrtle Spear.
Spear?
And Margie Minter.
Look here, you. What's this all about?
I came here for one purpose, but I really have two.
Listen, I've had enough of this nonsense. Who are you?
I'll tell you in a moment. Maybe. But first, I want you to make me a promise, Hunt.
Are you crazy?
I was never saner in my life. I want you to promise to leave Myrtle Spear and Margie Minter alone.
Why? Why? See here, I'll have you thrown out of here.
I don't think so.
Well, I'll show you quick enough. Hello. Hello.
Put that receiver back, Hunt. Put it back.
Who are you?
I've got you worried. Haven't I, Hunt?
Who are you, I say?
Just a minute till I lock this door. I don't want any visitors for the next few minutes.
What? This is an outrage. Do you know I can have you arrested?
Don't get excited, Hunt. You haven't promised me what I asked you to do. Better make up your mind. And fast.
I want to know who you are meddling in my affairs.
Perhaps if I told you my name.
Now, who are you?
Sandfield's the name. Duke Sandfield.
Sandfield?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
My real name is Sandfield Malone.
Malone? Well, I'm glad to see you again, Malone, old boy. How are you? What do you want, Malone?
You haven't forgotten Rose, have you, Hunt?
Rose?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Rose. Why, no, I haven't forgotten her. Rose.
I haven't either.
What are you going to do, Malone?
You're up your old tricks again with these two girls, are you?
Well, I don't get excited, Malone.
I ought to twist your neck. Maybe I ought to start right now.
Now, look, you can't do anything like that. Please, Malone.
But you're a rotten coward, aren't you, Hunt?
Now, look here, Malone. You're not going to take this seriously, are you, Malone? After all, Rose...
Shut up. Don't mention her name.
Can't we settle this some way, Malone? I haven't got much money, but I could give you $1,000. $1,500? $2,000?
Is your dirty life worth that much money?
Yes. Yes, Malone. I'll give it to you in cash. I've got it out front in the safe. I'll pay you any...
No. I think I'll pay you, Hunt.
What? What'd you say? You'll pay me? Why, what are you...
I think I'll pay you.
Put that gun away, please. I'm alone. Please put it away. Oh, don't.
What a rat you are, Hunt. But you haven't even the courage of a rat, you sniveling
Malone,
yellow.
Just let me go. I'll give you the money. I'm alone. For God's sake, you wouldn't kill me, would you? I'll go away, I tell you. And I don't. Don't.
Get away from that window.
Now listen, Malone, listen. Can't we...
Get away from that window, I said. Get back to your chair.
Put that gun down. I'd go off.
I found this thing out in the card. I don't need a gun to handle you. I'll put it over on the windowsill.
Yeah. Well, that's better. Now, let's sit down, Malone.
Shut up. Now the gun's over there. Now I'm going to...
What are you going to do, Malone?
I'm going to give you the beating you deserve. Get out of that chair. I said get out of that chair.
Can't we sit?
Get up. Take your hand out of your pocket, Hunt. Take your hand.
Oh.
That's how it happened.
Mr. Sandfield, you say Hunt put his hand in his pocket?
Yes, his right hand. It was definitely a threatening gesture.
You mean you thought he was reaching for a gun?
Yes. I shot him in self-defense.
And how did you manage to get out of the theater, Mr. Sandfield?
I merely walked out. There was no one in the car.
I see. Now, Mr. Sandfield, just as a matter of form, and for the record once more, you have made this statement of your own free will and accord?
Yes, I have. I'll repeat. I killed Ray Hunt.
Sandfield Malone's grim and dramatic story of how Ray Hunt met his death has created a new high in excitement at Myrtle's trial for murder. Will the court believe his testimony and free Mert? Don't miss the action-packed developments in the next episode of The Story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.
Thank you.